Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Joe Shasky. This is The Butcher Shop, and I am fired up today, joined by Bonte Hill. The news just came out from Alex Pavlovich and from Andrew Bagley, who had it first, the New York Times and The Athletic. It sounds like the San Francisco Giants, who have a vacancy right now for the managerial position, are set to sign. It is not official, but they are set to sign Tony Vitello as manager of the San Francisco Giants. I got Bonte Hill in with me. He does pre and post game for NBC Sports Bay Area. He does the Giants games, the pre and post. This is an unprecedented move if they do this. This is a guy going from college with no professional managerial experience whatsoever. I am so fired up. I cannot believe this. Now, I want to make this clear. This is not official just yet, but all points are saying, hey, this could happen very, very shortly. Bonte, first reaction, I've got some of his accolades. We'll run through it. But yep. When you saw this from the New York Times, from The Athletic, what did you think?
Well, this is your guy. This is your guy. And obviously, as Mayor reported when Buster Posey was in Colorado for a series in August, that they met with each other, Tony Vitello and Buster Posey. Now, the Colorado Rockies have some members of the Tennessee Volunteers on their roster. Obviously, the Giants have some volunteers on their roster, including their first-round pick this past season. So I thought, wow, outside the box, which is, I'm okay with that. I don't want to retread. I was out on Bruce Bochy. I was out on Bo Mel a couple years ago. If they wanted to go to Stephen Vogt route, fine. Nick Hundley, I didn't know much about, right? Apparently, Nick Hundley basically said no to the job and elected to stay with the Texas Rangers organization. So as you mentioned, this doesn't happen in the world of baseball. We see it in college, in football, I should say, when college coaches become pro coaches. We see it in basketball, where college basketball coaches become pro coaches. But this is unprecedented to see a guy with no professional experience, built the Tennessee Volunteers from the ground up, and now he's going to basically be the manager for the Giants. So I thought, is this rah-rah type of style going to mess with guys who's making $30 million a season and they've been in the big leagues for a long time? We shall see, but it is a new day and age, and things are different right now. So I like the risk factor by Buster Posey. Hey, let's do something that nobody's done before. Let's shake it up a little bit, because the same old has been working for this organization.
Now, you referenced Nick Hundley, and, you know, he had no experience either. He had been working in the Rangers front office, and so it's funny because, like, in baseball, Stephen Vogt didn't have any experience, and he's done a great job. Now, the counter to that would be, hey, Mike Matheny, Stephen Vogt, though they didn't have original managerial, you know, practice or whatever, these guys were catchers at the big league level and know what it's like to go through the grind. This is a huge leap. Like, Bonte, I'm thinking in my head, like, and, you know, I was high on this guy, and I'll explain why. This is like going from high school to the SEC. Like, I can't really think of a bigger jump. Like, this is a massive jump. Let me just give you some of his accolades. He's a 47-year-old. He took over the Tennessee Volunteers in 2017. They were at a very low point in that in their existence. He's the 2024 Coach of the Year, the 2024 National Champion. He's been in the College World Series in 2021, 2023, and 2024. And he's the SEC champ in 2022 and in 2024. Now, that's not the big leagues. But if you talk to people who have been around the game, this program has helped usher now this new generation of what you see in these dugouts. I think the World Baseball Classic is a good display of how, you know, exuberant, how vibrant these dugouts can get. His entire team acts that way. I don't know necessarily how that translates in game 107 on a Tuesday night against the Rockies in Colorado.
You know, it's funny when the move happened. Consoles texted me out of nowhere because we were talking about some things on Twitter. So I asked Consoles, a former big leaguer, obviously, and he would notice. I asked him, "Do you like the hire?" And he goes, "Look," and I'll read with you.
Yeah, what I want to hear this.
Said to me, basically, he said, "Look, the players in college loved him. I had to imagine that translate all the way up to the big leagues." Now, he doesn't like the fact that he has zero pro experience. It's different managing guys making $30 million a year. But to your point, you know, which is why I wanted Yadier Molina, right? And he feels like the Cardinals manager in waiting. It feels like he's made for St. Louis, but no experience, right? But you mentioned the catcher factor, where you're running the game, you're in a meeting with the manager, you're going over, hey, how do we attack this hitter? How do we attack Shohei? How do we attack Mookie Betts, or so on and so forth? So that matters there. This is an out-of-the-box hire, but you mentioned Tennessee and the SEC. I think one thing, because I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm an expert at college baseball.
Yeah.
But one thing we know is that the SEC dominates in college baseball. You look at those stadiums or those environments, whether it's Ole Miss, Mississippi State, LSU, they've won a lot of national championships. Bama's had a solid program. The Florida Gators have a solid program. The Georgia Bulldogs are always number one. The Arkansas Razorbacks have been favored to win national championships. That is the creme de la creme of college baseball when it comes to conferences. So if anything, the SEC is as close to Major League Baseball as any conference in college baseball. So he's got that working for him.
Well, and think about it. Buster had no experience in his job. You know, I mean, look, this is a leap. Like, I'm so over the moon. I think if this does end up happening, it's reported, it hasn't gone through. I mean, this is a quantum leap. He is going to need kind of like a Wade Phillips to his Sean McVay. Yeah, he's going to need a trusted agent on his bench. I don't know if Bochy wants to do something like that, but they need to hire a very experienced staff. You know, it's ironic. Correa had no Major League Baseball experience. Like, there was a lot of guys on that staff of 2021 outside of Kapler who had zero experience. So what I would do in this situation is find a way to surround him with people who do have Major League Baseball experience. And I do want to read this one little nugget from the New York Times article from Andrew Baggerly. Plenty of Giants officials, quote, starting in the scouting department, are all too familiar with how Vitello operates. Under Posey's direction, the Giants have drafted volunteer infielder Gavin Keelan with their first pick this year, the shortstop, who will probably be a second baseman in the amateur draft, and traded for Drew Gilbert, the kid who's just insane in the dugout, and pitcher Blake Tidwell from the Mets organization at the deadline. They all played at Tennessee under Vitello. Now, that doesn't mean much to me. What is he going to do with Rafi Devers? What's he going to do with Willy Adames? What's he going to do with Matt Chapman and Logan Webb and Robbie Red? Because those are guys making big time money. But B, I mean, this is a huge move. This is one of the more unprecedented moves I could think of for the Giants.
No, and they need to do this with the Dodgers on the cusp of winning another world championship, to spending all the money in the world. And look, you think about Willy Adames. You brought him up. What is one thing that we gravitated towards when it comes to Willy Adames?
His energy.
Yeah. His enthusiasm. He has a college-like enthusiasm when he comes to the game. He wears the purple socks. He's always having fun. He's throwing the Gatorade bucket on guys. You know what I'm saying? So that relates to me. Vitello can easily go into Willy Adames saying, you know what, keep that up. Keep that energy up. Rafael Devers, from what I've heard, has been a great teammate. And they need a spark, Shasky. One thing this organization needs, and they started with it, with Buster Posey to hire there, You bring in Matt, you re-sign Matt Chapman, but you make the move for Willie Adames and you make the splash move for Rafael Devers. They need energy. They need enthusiasm. They need somebody that's going to kick their ass and make them play hard. So I'm going to see his philosophy. Is he going to have this team running? You know, we talk about it all the time, causing chaos on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
A base pass. Well, now when I get off the podcast with you, I'm looking to see what the hell did Tennessee do? Did they do a lot of hit and running? Did they run the bases? How well did they run the bases? Are they dependent on the long ball? How is their pitching staff? How does he manage his starters? Does he let them go 100 pitches? I'm going to be looking at all that stuff, and hopefully Buster Posey did his due diligence, as you mentioned, along with the scouting department. But I like the fact that the Giants have taken their time with this move. And yeah. Look, once you make this move, Posey's going to be married to this guy. And yeah. The success of Vitello and the Giants is going to determine whether or not Buster Posey is the right guy for this job, being the president of the baseball operations. But I like the out-of-the-box hire, Shasky. I don't want retreads anymore. We've got to be done with that. Finally, please.
I know. You're listening to The Butcher Shop. I'm Joe Shasky. I'm joined by Bonte Hill, NBC host and 95.7 The Game contributor, does pre- and post-games for the San Francisco Giants. And we're discussing the potential hire that the San Francisco Giants are set to make. It's not official just yet, but it looks like they're going to sign Tennessee manager, college volunteer Tennessee manager, Tony Vitello. And look, I see everybody, Fozzie, Apollo Crews, James, everybody in the chat right now. Thank you for tuning in. You know, Bonte, I was in on this guy from the jump, and I'll tell you why.
You were all over it. I explain to the people why.
Yeah. So my nephew is a high-level player who's playing right now for Arkansas. He's a freshman. If you're a baseball player, you pretty much enter school as a freshman in July because you want to get all your classes and everything done. He had been recruited by Tennessee for the last 3 years, and wow. My cousin Joey was the one kind of running point on his son JoJo. And I said, what's the deal with this guy, Tony Vitello? He goes, man, I'm telling you, we wanted to go to Tennessee. This guy is a man among men, and he is a leader, and he is a straightforward guy. I said, well, why didn't you go there? He said, because he was honest with us, and he said, you're not going to pitch for me in year one. I don't even know if you could pitch for me in year two, because that's how loaded Tennessee is. And so many recruiters and guys that wanted to bring little Joey into their program were saying, oh, yeah, you're going to be one of the top one or two guys, because if you're not one or two, you might not pitch your freshman year. Wow. Because there's not many opportunities. You play Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So some guys get lost in the shuffle here, and you get these three-game series. So they loved how honest he was with everyone. And everyone that they knew who was connected in this Alpha Prime, which is like a travel baseball right. circuit where they all played 18U USA, swore by Tony Vitello. Yep. And the reason why is because the guy was honest. He didn't lie to people. And I think when I look at when Cora was humming with the Red Sox a few years back in the dock, what Dave Roberts does well, I know there's a lot we don't think he does well. Honesty on who's playing and why they're playing and manning up and telling them is the number one key. And so, look, it might not translate to the bigs, B. This is a huge swing. Like, I can't think – this is like – so out of the box. I can't even think of what this. You go from a 35-game schedule to 162? Yeah.
It's a grind. And you're moving from Knoxville to the Bay Area, a different type of vibe. It's just different. But you mentioned, think about Shanahan and John Lynch. Now, Shanahan had been an OC for a long, long time, head coaching experience. John Lynch had no experience in the front office. Now, he had done his due diligence as being a scout, being around Elway, picking the brains. But the Niners hired him out of the broadcast booth, for crying out loud. Think about Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was a GM, but he was with the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
No head coaching experience whatsoever. Now he's four championship rings deep, right? Really Bob Myers was an agent. Had never been a GM before. Well, they hire him. He's the assistant GM next to Larry Riley. You bring in Jerry West to help him out being consultant. Next thing you know, Bob Myers is overseeing four championships and making all the right moves to compliment Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. So in the Bay Area, where we feel like we're the innovators of so many different things, I'm okay with an out-of-the-box hire.
No.
And you called it here. So, look, it's something different. It's going to be something different. And let's face it, the Giants need a spark. They need a splash because right now they're looking up at the Dodgers, Padres, and the Diamondbacks. Something's got to shake around these parts, and it sounds like this guy is the right dude to make that happen there. We need youthful, energetic guys. He's 47 years old. Sounds like from what you sold me on him because you've been on him from day number one. Now, I would have been cool with him, Yadi Molina,
yeah.
Nick Cunley. I'm not going to lie to you. Nick Cunley just
– he didn't do it for you?
It just didn't ring a bell. Wasn't sexy to me. I needed something sexy this time around, Shasky.
I'm 100% with you, and I think part of why the Giants are stuck in the rut that they've been in, because they keep doing the same thing everyone else is doing. And here's what I thought of first when they got this guy. He is known for development. That's what he's known for, taking young players and developing into great young men and great young ball players. What does this do for Bryce Eldridge?
Wow.
See, to me, I think this is all about Bryce Eldridge as well. And I think about all the young players that are going to be coming through the system. As great as Devers is right now and Adamas, part of what makes the Dodgers so great is their developmental system from the farm through the big league club and how they've used those assets to trade away and to surround these other great players with young, cheap, controllable talent. So I keep thinking about whether they're going to keep Luciano, it doesn't matter. Whether they're going to keep the shortstop they sign, whatever. Bryce Eldridge, you bring this guy in because he knows how to connect and develop young players. That's important right now for this team.
It's spot on, Shasky. And even if Bryce Eldridge, because I was thinking about this the other day, what if Bryce Eldridge isn't that guy? Is he enough to go flip? Because I see a guy like Kyle Schwarber as a free agent. I'm saying, man, I could use a dude who could hit 50 jacks. I don't care anymore. You look at what the Dodgers are doing, and I got into it a little bit on Twitter where people are like, oh, well, Bonte, they don't have much homegrown talent. They don't have a lot of homegrown talent. As my girls are coming over here, we're about to go to Stanford, Florida State. Go see the
Dodgers back
by Stanford. Anyway, listen, I'm looking at the Dodgers, and I'm saying what you just said. They developed a lot of talent. People forget they've gone to the postseason 13 straight years with different variations of their roster, whether it's Bellinger or whether it's Kershaw leading the staff. They flipped guys, they've traded guys, and they spent money wisely. Like people act like the Dodgers, they weren't number one in spending payroll last year. They were number eight, Shasky. The year before that, they were fifth in terms of opening day payroll. The Mets have been spending a lot of money. The Yankees have been spending money for years, and nobody has said nothing about them. But right now, we got a lot of Giants fans in their feelings, jealous of what they've done. They've had one of the best farm systems. They've developed pitching, hitting, defense. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, we'll flip you. And you know what? We're so attractive. We're going to use our resources. We're going to use the fact that we get 50,000 fans a night and draw over $40 million fans for the season. And we're going to flip that and go into the tax. And we'll defer money. We'll do what we got to do to win. And Giants fans have to realize now, Shasky, that's what you're competing against. Because guess what? The Padres started to steal that theory. They started to say, you know what? We're going to spend too. Now, it hasn't worked out for them, but they've lapped you. The Diamondbacks are sitting down in the desert. They don't spend as much as the Giants, but they develop talent, Shasky. And I love that fact that if he can develop talent, starting with Bryce Eldridge, then okay, you've taken a step forward today as an organization.
Yeah, and we're going to wrap this up. The Butcher Shop, thank you to everybody that's chiming in. My family, Stunna Fillmore, Chris Bradshaw. One last thing. You brought up Shanahan. His father, I'm talking about Tony Vitello's father, is a Hall of Fame baseball and soccer coach at a high school. The family business has always been coaching. This guy grew up on a diamond. He has spent so much time learning the game through a manager's prism. I don't know if it's going to work, But I am so excited that they're taking this quantum leap forward. And if they do, Bonte, if they do, and if they just get to the playoffs, this could be our Jimmy Johnson. This could be our Bill Walsh. This could be our Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, because those are the types of leaps of faith that you would take. No one in the game has done this. The Brewers coach, who is the coach right now, a college coach, then did five in the minors and was a bench coach for a long time. This guy has no professional experience. I'm blown away that they have the cojones to try to pull this off. And you know what? Let's see if it works.
You know what, though? This is why I believe in Buster Posey. Because he made the move for Devers. And he got ripped for a month in. And now we sit back at the end of the season and say, damn, Devers had a down year, hit damn near 30, 40 jacks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We know we got a Devers. Adamas, in a down year, in my opinion, hit over 30 home runs.
Yeah.
So again, when we look at all these Bay Area teams, Lakeland took the leap with Steve Kerr and Bob Myers. The Niners, Jay York, down and out with Chip Kelly and Jim Tomsula. Okay, we know Shanahan has been in the business for a long, long time. That's a slam dunk hire. But let's go ahead and hire John Lynch to pair him with Kyle Shanahan. I know they haven't won a Super Bowl yet, Shasky, but damn, they've been knocking on the door.
Oh, they've been great.
They've been great. And when you look back at it, they've been awesome. And so this is what it takes. Even when the Giants promoted Dusty Baker way back in the early 90s, he never had managerial experience other than being a hitting instructor, but he had played the game, and he'd been around the game. And you know what? The Giants, up until the World Series, had their greatest success ever as an organization in the city of San Francisco. So you called it, the out-of-the-box hire. I'm with it. I'm sold. I can't wait for the press conference. I think this is going to give a jolt to the fan base. And as we look at Seattle, and we look at Toronto, and we look at Milwaukee, Shasky, and we look at the Tigers, and we see those pom-poms waving around in those stadiums, I've been envious this postseason. I've been jealous. I've been sitting back watching the 15-inning game, the Blue Jays and Mariners yesterday having a classic game, and I need playoff baseball back in the Bay. We got a little cup of coffee in 2021, but it just didn't feel right. I need it, Shasky.
I
need it. And I think this guy and what he built in Tennessee, when we watch SEC baseball and they're rocking and rolling in Tennessee,
exactly.
They're pulled out of Knoxville. They don't have a good program. I'm all in with it. You sold me on it, Shasky. It's an out-of-the-box hire. And for Buster Posey to do it, I believe in winners, and I believe in Buster at the end of the day, Shasky.
I'm with you. Bonte Hill, Joe Shasky, this is The Butcher Shop. When it becomes official, we'll definitely do this again. And B, we got to do a Warrior preview at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming on. Go have fun at Stanford. Giants, baby, set to sign Tony Vitello, Tennessee manager, for the managerial job of the San Francisco Giants. Never been done before in the history of the game. What a crazy day. Thanks for joining me, Bonte.
This is your guy.
It's incredible. I'm all in. Hey, have a great day. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Subscribe, like, and love this podcast wherever you find them. We'll see you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.